Make your ex miss you. How to save your relationship and draw your partner back into your life.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big beautiful eagle. We're always flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Find out, what a mentoring program can do for you. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. So, you've gone through a breakup, and I know that it's painful. We've worked with people in 60 different countries, save their relationships, save their marriage, and we don't use any tricks or anything like that. We use the vibration of the law of attraction, the law of the universe. These are universal laws, and when they are applied, what your intention is becomes manifest and a part of your life. We want to make your ex miss you. How you act during the separation or the breakup can have a huge effect on the vibration between the two of you. If you're calling every few minutes, if you're drunk dialing, if you're driving by the house, if you're getting into arguments and fights all the time, if you're begging and pleading, all of that can work against you and lower the vibration between the two of you. The vibrational connection is what I'm really saying. Also, I want to say this. There's a lot of so-called relationship gurus out there, and they give you this no-contact rule, and sometimes it works. Sometimes we suggest it. But I want you to beware of the no-contact rule. You see, sometimes the no-contact rule can get the other person missing you, wondering what you're doing, desiring you. But other times, the no-contact rule can be, it can be a way of saying, I don't care about you. I'm not interested in you. This is why miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching is so helpful, is because we can ascertain when it's time to move forward and when it's time to pull back. But if you're just doing this yourself, it's important for you to remember that the rule of thumb is to mirror the other person. If they're not contacting you, you don't contact them. If they're not texting you, you don't text them. That's the general rule of thumb. The idea is that we want that person to desire you. We want to put you back up on the pedestal and have them coming after you. But we can't do that if you're chasing them, calling them, begging them around the clock. A long time ago, when the two of you got together, you fell in love because you were in vibratory alignment. It's not just that your physical bodies matched up. It's not just that your consciousness matched up, but your subconscious and your energy feels connected. You were in alignment. You attracted each other because you had a deep connection on a vibrational level. So the rules to reestablishing that vibrational connection is stop chasing, pleading, or crying. No crying or emotional outbursts. No fighting or arguing. No stalking, no drunk dialing, no texting. That's absolutely essential. Focus on all five of your dimensions. This is your time. So if you're going to be spending, say, 2 months, 3 months, a month, a week apart from each other, this is your time to focus on your mind, on your thoughts, on your emotions, on your body, and your spirit. And ask yourself what question? One question, what can I do to uplift my mind and my thoughts? What can I do to uplift my emotions? What can I do to uplift my body? And what can I do to have a greater connection of spirit? And as you start working on yourself, the different aspects of who you are, you're just automatically going to feel more confident, more certain about who you are, and attraction tends to grow when you do things like that. You have to have a clear picture of what you want. What is it that you desire? What is your intention? What's the outcome? The wish fulfilled, as Neville Goddard says. Have a clear picture and write it down. High flyers, it's essential that you write it down, because if you don't write it down, it stays kind of fuzzy in your mind. Next, focus on your vibration. What can you do each and every day to raise your vibration? Affirmations, incantations, meditation, scripting, exercising, eating clean, drinking water with lemon in it. There's all kinds. There's, you know, grounding, being around crystals, plants. All of that will help raise your vibration and will make you more magnetic and more attractive. Fractionate your energy work. What I mean by that is some people go full bore. They go from the state of despair. They go from that to empowerment. And they're, I'm reading this book, and I'm doing this meditation, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. And what I'm saying is to fractionate it. I'm saying do it for a few days and then lay off for a few days. So 3 days on, couple days off. 3 days on, couple days off. That way, you're detaching a little bit more as well. I have this formula I call desire detach. And it's kind of crazy because on one hand, you have to detach from the outcome and let the universe do the work. And on the other hand, you have to have an intention. You have to have a desire for it. Otherwise, you're sending no message to the universe at all. So it seems like a paradox, desire detach. But if you'll fractionate your work, you'll find it so much easier. And then I think it's important that you do pillow talk on a regular basis and draw them to you telepathically. Before Rachel and I were together, every night as I fell asleep, sometimes it was early, sometimes it was very late. And I didn't worry about whether she was sleeping or not. That's not important. All I did was talk to her as I fell asleep. That's all I did, each and every night. You can do the same thing. It works. And all you do is you don't talk about what you need. You talk about your desire to fulfill their needs, to be there for them, to love them unconditionally. Hey, high flyers, if you haven't been to miraclehypnosisonline.com, you're just missing out on it all, because it is growing leaps and bounds. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Miracle Hypnosis Online. We've got about 30 audio programs there, and they're growing all the time. I've written or performed all of them. They're all done to various vibrational musics and sounds, and they are phenomenal. Phenomenal. And, you know, you can change your conscious mind morning, noon, and night, but if you don't change your subconscious mind and your beliefs and the way you think and the way you act, well, you're not going to get the results that you desire, because true manifesting takes place with the subconscious mind. It is the connecting link to the infinite field of potential. You can try the website out for 7 days, absolutely free, miraclehypnosisonline.com. Hey, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And hey, can I just say this? I love when you folks write positive comments on whatever platform you're listening to us on, especially iTunes, but wherever you're at, write us a positive comment. Give us a 5-star, because it helps us raise up in our algorithm, and that helps us reach more people with positive messaging on the law of attraction. I wish they taught this stuff in school. I wish I would have learned it when I was 17 instead of 107. So you get the idea. We've got to reach people all over the world. We've got to get parents talking to their children about the law of attraction. Personal empowerment is so important. So thank you for the subscribing and writing a positive comment. I appreciate it. I love you. Have a great day. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.